Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight as we count down the days to Christmas, the happiest day of the year, the day after. Christmas is widely considered the happiest day of the year. The day after Christmas is widely considered the most depressing day of the year. So I don't know what you do with that. That's a big contrast right there. Great to have you with me tonight. We've got kind of a lot of show here. Conrad, I think we should do a marathon one of these days because we just have too much show to pack into 2 hours.
12 hours?
Yeah, why not? Jerry Lewis has nothing on us. We got a great show. Got some good guests tonight. Terry Barr is going to join me. Civic Media's Terry Barr. She kind of does everything there. We are going to discuss a list that came out in Condé Nast magazine that ranked Milwaukee in the top 10 of friendliest places in America. So we'll discuss that. Terry's been all over the state. She knows a ton of stuff about Wisconsin, and I always love talking to her. We talked to her a couple of weeks ago because she had just attended the last Kiss concert, and now I'm going to ask her something totally different, and she's going to take us on a little tour of our amazing state. Then we have Roker is going to join us. He has one name. That's it. I've never been able to pull that off. There's too many Pete's. And people don't know what to do with Schwabba if I just went with that. So I still go by Pete Schwabba. But Roker is going to be here. He is a musician and the host of Max Inc., which Terry Barr also hosts on Civic Media as well. Roker is going to talk to us a little bit about the music scene and what he's up to. And then later in the second hour, Milwaukee entertainment and film critic Matt Miller will join us. We're going to give you some ideas of what you can binge watch over the holidays because we're all looking for stuff to watch. There's so many shows I haven't seen, but every night I sit down and I just scroll and I scroll and I check Prime and I check HBO and I check Peacock. It's just like most of my night is spent scrolling. Kind of silly, but what are you going to do? This is also National Regifting Day. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago and I would have saved it had I known there was an actual day dedicated to the art of regifting. And that leads me to tonight's question. What is a gift you would immediately pass along in the regifting process? What gift would you have no trouble regifting? 920-264-0606. What would you regift and have no trouble doing it? I can think of a few things. I don't have a problem regifting because I don't want more stuff. In fact, if you get me a gift, there's a good chance I'm passing it along. I appreciate the thought, but I think other people maybe appreciate gifts more than I. Give me some time. Let's sit and talk. Let's have lunch. Let's have coffee. I would rather make a memory of some sort than just amass more crap. Or as George Carlin would say, more stuff. Because we have too much stuff. I remember when I lived in LA and my friend, who was actually on the show two nights ago, Chip Chinnery, has a website called Chip's Money Tips. And he kind of advised me, he said, you're renting storage? And I said, yeah, we had a small house in LA and we needed a storage unit. We were paying $150 for the storage unit. He said, well, what are you keeping in there? I said, well, a crib, a kid's mattress, this. He's like, all right, you're paying $1,800 a year when your daughter comes along or needs a bigger bed, just buy a bigger bed for $200. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Why do we keep so much stuff? Anyway, I regift occasionally. It depends who gives it to me too. Like, sometimes you feel bad about it. And I don't know if you guys regift or not, but that's what we want to know. What, even if you don't regift, what is the gift you could easily pass along and not feel bad about if you got it? That's what we are talking about. Also, there are some cool birthdays today. Samuel Jackson, it's his birthday today. Jane Fonda and Mike Vitar. Mike Vitar, this is my favorite one of the day. He played Benny the Jet in The Sandlot. Great movie. And I can't believe I didn't see Sandlot until about 15 years ago. My son was like 5 or 7 or something like that. And my dad showed us the film, and I just fell in love with this movie. And Benny the Jet is like one of the coolest characters in cinema history. I love that character. So we'll hear a little bit from the Sandlot and maybe a couple other scenes to celebrate some birthdays today. And I want to ask Matt Miller about this. Conrad, don't let me forget this. George Clooney is doubling down. A few days ago, we talked to Rob Thomas. George Clooney is doubling down, saying he is not, under any circumstances, playing Batman ever again. No one is asking him to, but he just wants to make that clear. He said that a few days ago. Now, it's said today, I read on Yahoo from Entertainment Tonight, he is doubling down. He is really saying he's not playing Batman again. Okay. We will not look for that movie. So that was interesting. Most of my day was spent today, like most days, untangling cords, headphones, chargers. I swear to God, if I have high blood pressure, it's because I spend most of my day untangling cords. And I did it tonight. I was trying to get a tweet out about the show. Or was it an X? Was I Xing? I was trying to get an X out. That just doesn't have the same. Conrad, are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on X.
You're on X? Do you ever X a tweet or tweet an X?
Yeah. I actually really like X.
What are you
supposed to say now? No, I'm just calling it Twitter. No matter what, it's Twitter to me.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't understand the name.
It's like, nice try, Elon. We're still calling it Twitter. So what do you think about that?
It's Twitter.
Don't ask me how I did it, but in just 12 years, I've somehow managed to get almost 200 followers. So...
I
don't know if that makes me an influencer or what, but this is kind of cool. We're going to talk about this with Terry Barr in just a little bit. Milwaukee was named one of the friendliest cities in America by Condé Nast Traveler. It says the good land, which is what Milwaukee stands for, and you might think I'm a historian, but I'm not. I just remember that when Alice Cooper explained it to Wayne and Garth in Wayne's World that Milwaukee means the good land. Oh, I'm a man of letters. The good land is full of good people. At least that's what Condé Nast Traveler thinks. This was written by Stephen Martinez in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. According to the luxury and lifestyle magazine, Milwaukee was ranked as one of the friendliest cities in the U.S. Readers rated the friendliness of various cities on the basis of several factors, including whether they felt welcome when they traveled, If a local went out of their way to give them directions, whether a city was easy to navigate, and perhaps most importantly, or least elusively, whether travelers got good vibes from the people around them. Turns out, we do all those things in Milwaukee and enough to make a noticeable difference, at least to visitors. I love how you threw that line, at least to visitors. We're not nice to each other. But boy, do we roll out the red carpet when visitors roll in. I think Milwaukee's a pretty friendly... You went to school there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And how did that go?
Well, I wouldn't call it the friendliest. I would say it is not.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah, I've never lived there. So I've been there many times, did stand up there. I've been through there quite a bit. I like Milwaukee a lot, but I don't think I could weigh in on this. But you say no.
Yep. There's some times where I'm scared at night if I'm walking home, you know?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Where did you walk? I mean, are there areas like you could have avoided, or because every city has those? I don't know if you can judge a whole city.
See, I lived in quote unquote the nice part, which is the east side of Milwaukee, which is where the Milwaukee campus is at. And even there, you never know what's going to happen.
You know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
I thought you were going to say, even the muggers are polite. They wail on you for 5 minutes,
take your
money, and then thank you. Yeah, it's worse in other cities. In New York, they'll kick you in the head for 10 minutes. That's not too bad. So voted one of the best large cities in the U.S. this year, Milwaukee also stands out for its friendliness. It has some of that famous Midwest nice you've heard about. Sure, but its growing art scene and increasing popularity among young people are major factors. That's always huge for a big city to have that. A lot of cities here are in the South, Charleston, Carolina, South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, Lexington, Kentucky, Savannah, Georgia, Alexandria, Virginia. I think the Midwest is, I don't want to say nicer because those cities are like the people are nice to you. Sometimes I get a disingenuous feeling though when I'm in the South or whenever I used to do stand up and go there. It was weird. Whereas here, we might not be as friendly outwardly right away, but we're genuine and, you know, that's my two cents. So Terry Barr is going to discuss this. I want to pick her brain about this. And then we're also going to discuss three Wisconsin towns that are considered cozy winter travel destinations. Also from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I guess this list was, if you can't afford to go somewhere warm, go to where it's cold within the state, but it's cozy. So that's fair. That's nice. I mean, you know, we'll talk to Terry about that. Tonight's question is, what gift would you not have trouble re-gifting? What would you pass along and not even think twice about? Because today is National Re-Gifting Day. They've dedicated a day to this, which I think is pretty cool, I guess. And we'll talk to, I love asking all the guests the question of the night because really they come up with different stuff. And then in a couple minutes, we'll hear a couple scenes from our birthday people. Got a great scene from On Golden Pond. It's about a minute long. We'll play that. Mike Vitar, Benny the Jet from The Sandlot, and then Samuel Jackson, who has been in, I think he technically has been in every movie that's come out in the last 20 years. You a Sam Jackson fan?
Yeah, definitely.
I like him too.
He's a great actor.
Phenomenal. And I love that he kind of had his success later in life. He's sort of like Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was on The Electric Company when I was a kid. He's on this kid show, and then all of a sudden, he's like this phenomenal actor. Samuel Jackson kind of followed that same path, not with the kid show, but I remember seeing him in Goodfellas and thinking, oh, wait a minute, that's the guy from, Pulp Fiction. What the heck? So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We got some great guests. We're going to tell you what to binge watch. We're going to be discussing that all night. The holidays are right around the corner. Well, they're here, basically. And we're going to tell you what you can watch with the family over the holidays. We're going to talk about our awesome state during this great, fun weekend coming up. I'm Pete Schwabe, and you are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Thank you for spending National Regifting Day with me this evening. It's also, as Conrad pointed out during the break, don't make your bed or make your bed.
Don't make your bed.
National Don't Make Your Bed Day. And I, of course, I find that out too late, and I made my bed today, so now I feel like an idiot. And, you know, whatever. It'd be nice if you could text me these things earlier, Conrad. but it is National Regifting Day, and I pulled up a site with some tips. If you're on the receiving end of a regift, graciously accept. Like, what are you going to do? That's right. Just sit there with a painted smile on your face while you stare at your Rubik's Cube that's missing stickers. That would be a horrible regift. Jot down who gave you something if you know you plan to regift it later. Oh, you know, this Dickie would be great for Uncle Bill. This Cousin Eddie Dickie would be great for the grab bag on Christmas Eve. This is the one I love the most. Don't regift food past its prime. You know what? Don't regift food. I think if you get food, you either eat it or you toss it. You don't regift food, especially not if it's in a doggy bag. That's like the epitome of cheap. Yeah, who's that stupid? Hey, wait a minute. This hunk of meat, this is a re-gift. And the expiration date, look at this. Unless it's jerky and it's packed full of additives, you don't want to give food as a gift or a re-gift. So as I mentioned before, we got a text here. My favorite is to call it Twix.
I think he's talking about Milwaukee, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome to text us and say what you think about Milwaukee being one of the friendliest cities. It says, I got that from Todd Alba. I'm not sure who he got it from. One of the late night shows, maybe. My favorite is to call it Twix. Maybe it is Milwaukee. Or he got a Twix bar and he regifted it.
Todd Alba. I don't know. About,
he gross. Had Twix bars for everybody at the Civic Media offices in Madison and handed them out. That's okay. That's food you can regift. Unless there's like one bar in there and somebody opened it. Here you go, buddy.
An open Twix bar.
Exactly. That's like in The Jerk when they give Steve Martin. Here you go, Navin. I got you a whole half bottle of scotch. Oh, that's funny. All right. So it is in a few minutes, Terry Barr is going to be along. We're going to talk. I'm going to ask Terry what she thinks if Milwaukee is one of the most friendly cities in America. And what she thinks about cities in Wisconsin in general, and if there's a friendlier city than Milwaukee. I have a lot to ask Terry and a lot of personal problems I have to get off my chest. But we'll talk to Terry in a few minutes. It is Mike Vitar's birthday. He is the star of one of my favorite movies, The Sandlot. And I discovered this movie kind of late in life, and I just fell in love with it. It's like one of the best movies ever. And I don't care what critics say. It's just a feel-good, great movie about childhood. So, Conrad, let's play. We have a clip from The Sandlot where he's introducing Smalls to the group. Let's play that.
I'm the Grim Reaper.
What?
I'm the Grim Reaper.
What?
What?
I'm the Great Bambino. Oh.
Who's that?
What?
I had no idea who they were talking about.
What did he say? What, were you born in a barn, man?
Yeah, what planet are you from?
But there was no way I could let them know.
You never heard of Salt in a Swat?
The Titan of Terror.
The Colossus of Clout?
The Colossus of Clout.
The King of Crash, man.
So, I lied.
Oh, yeah, the Great Bambino. Of course. I thought you said the Great Bambi.
That wimpy deer?
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, Scott, that's Timmy and Tommy Timmons. Mike Squints Pelladors. Alan McLennan, we call him Yaya. Bertram Grover Weeks. Kenny DeNunez. And Hamilton Porter. We call him Ham. Guys, this is Scott Smalls.
Hi.
Yeah, well, he's going to play with us because he makes nine, so now we got a whole team.
Such a great scene. Such a great movie. And I love that this cracked me up, too. Yeah, yeah. He introduces the kid. Yeah, yeah. That's his name. Who is, of course, a descendant of Jimmy Two Times from Goodfellas. This is Uncle Jimmy. And his nephew, Yeah, yeah. So, okay, we have clarification on that text. It was Chris Casper who texted in from the 608 and said, Twitter, he calls it Twix now. Oh, I like that. T-W-I-X. That's fantastic. Maybe we should call it that. That's pretty cool. And then it's Samuel Jackson's. Do we have time for that one, Conrad?
Yeah, we do. We're
cutting it close. How long is that scene?
The Jake Fonda one? Or the...
No, the Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, we can play it right now.
Let's go for it. This is Samuel Jackson.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yes.
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Oh.
He's black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a...
What?
Does he look like a...
No!
Then why you try to... him like a...
He didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett.
All right. That's enough, Gunn. We have to stop because I'm worried you might have missed something there. It's just all beeps.
Trust me, I didn't. I made sure.
Here's the scene from Pulp Fiction. Beep.
That's just the whole movie.
That is the whole movie. Yeah, exactly. So the question is, what would you immediately regift if you got it? And now we are calling, thank you, thanks to Mr. Casper, we are calling, I'm calling Twitter Twix. I like that.
I like it too.
It's not Twitter, it's not X, it's Twix. And please text back, is that an original? Is that a Chris Casper original? Oh, he said he got it from Todd Alba. Never mind. So I'm going to, it still sounds weird. Hold on a second while I Twix this out. I don't know. I'm going to wrestle with that one for a little bit. So Terry Barr is going to be along in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about Milwaukee. Conrad does not think Milwaukee is all that friendly. He was a little scared at night when he would walk through the streets. I get it. I've been robbed in my life, not in Milwaukee. It's a scary thing. I think those guys are working, though, Conrad. When they're not working, they might be the most polite people you know. They rob you. That's their job. They get home. They give their mom a kiss. They clean up the kitchen. I think you're being too hard on Milwaukee, buddy. All right. When we come back, Civic Media's Terry Barr is here. Don't go away. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, not for you. Everybody's got a hunger. Hunger they can't resist. There's so much that you want. You deserve much more than this. If dreams came true, oh, wouldn't that be nice? This ain't no dream. We're living through the night. You want it, you take it, you pay the price. Move it all night, fit all night. Fit all night, red and cold. Just move it all night, move it all night. Girl, I prove it all night for you. Welcome back. We are broadcasting statewide from City Deck in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin, here at WGBW. Musician and Max Inc. host Rocker will be here at the top of the hour, but it is my pleasure. First, I got to pass this on, and Terry, I hope you understand. Do not re-gift food, people. If there's one thing we take away from the show tonight, do not re-gift food, particularly meat or cheese. That would be my... hey, Terry Barr is with us. She's also a host of Max Inc., and she joins... She kind of does everything in Civic Media, and she is joining us via what I like to call telephone. Hi, Terry.
I know, so old school. Hi, Pete. How are you doing?
It's not a rotary phone, is it?
No. Okay. I've moved on since that.
You don't have the one where you pick it up and say operator, and then they come on and patch you through.
You know, when you talk about things like that and you say that around the kids, they all look at you and go, what?
Oh my gosh. Did you ever see, there was a video online years ago where a guy put a phone down with a rotary dial and told his kids to dial the number, and they just stared at it. They didn't know what to do. They're like pressing their fingers into the hole, but they weren't rotarying it. Oh, so funny.
Oh, no, I remember like trying to take the phone cord or cable, whatever, all the way down the hallway and into the basement stairs
then
close the door so I could talk to people without my mom hearing.
Wait a minute. What were you talking about that you didn't want your mom to hear?
Well, I just in general just didn't, you know, you get
stuff.
To be a teenager. You don't want your parents to hear everything you're telling your friends. Wow.
Exactly. You don't need your
but
mom.
The kids don't have any of those worries.
You don't need your mom saying, Terry, what is necking? So you don't need that kind of hassle. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. This is great.
Yeah, thanks for asking. I love what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
The whole idea of being the friendliest.
Me too. And what do you what do you think about that? Do you think they're top 10 worthy or
You know, Milwaukee has changed so much, and in bad ways and now in better ways, but there's still a ways to go. It's very neighborhoody. I think it just depends. And I heard your producer say that there were parts that he was not comfortable in.
Sure.
But he lived on a nicer area. And I know that area he's talking about is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you accidentally find yourself in what would be called a not great neighborhood, are they going to be friendly when your car breaks down? I don't know. I don't think so.
But you could say that about any city, right? I mean, every city.
Absolutely.
It's not just Milwaukee, so.
No.
I think Conrad was.
I guess, you know, when we've been to Milwaukee. Okay, so here's something funny that we realized happened for us in New York.
Okay.
We went to a bar. After two drinks, they bought us a drink. Now, this is in New York City. We've never had that in the bigger cities in Wisconsin.
Really?
I grew up outside of Green Bay. In Green Bay, you would, you know, buy a drink, they'd buy you one back. But I've never had that happen as like a friendly gesture in Milwaukee or Madison.
Oh, that's interesting. So now I have an issue, too, like with really big cities. And
yeah.
I always felt like when I had a bad meal in a restaurant or they messed it up, they would comp the food. But where I live now,
always,
yeah. But where I live now and in other parts, I go, they're just like, we are so sorry. I'm like, well, okay, that's great. But,
oh no,
you know, it's like, come on, you know, you're in the service industry,
right?
You messed up, make this right. Cause it really does make me not want to go back, but that's pretty cool. And so what I'm saying, I guess, is that doesn't surprise me that in a really big city like New York, they would do that. Just, I don't know, to be hospitable.
Yeah, well, and people always say, oh, people are not nice there. They're just going to run you over. And we've always had wonderful, friendly experiences there.
I agree.
But one of the favorite cities where I lived in the Midwest was Cincinnati, very similar to Milwaukee in size. But everywhere you would go, people on the sidewalk as you're walking would say, hi, and you'd be like, do we know each other? No, nope, just saying hi. And if you went to the grocery store, you better leave extra time to check out because every single checker was super friendly.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. There is a point where you can be too friendly. That drives me nuts because that happens where I live now. Someone's talking about showing the pictures of the grandkids and what they're doing for the holidays. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And then they're done. And it's like, oh, can I get a lottery ticket? Oh, and then I've got coupons. It's like, my goodness, please. They're like bartenders. Honest to God, like checkout people are like bartenders now because people go through and, you know, if they're lonely and don't have anybody to talk to. OK, I get it.
Right.
And, you know, you always got to take people's circumstances into account.
They could almost be like mental health professionals for some of us and they don't realize it.
Right. They should be making a lot more, in my opinion. Yeah,
exactly.
So, OK, so Milwaukee was ranked fifth. I don't know why they just didn't say top five. That's a lot more impressive.
Yeah,
top
10, yeah.
But, I think I shared this with you. I pulled up another article that gave three cozy places in Wisconsin, three towns in Wisconsin that are the coziest winter travel destinations.
Right.
So Bayfield, Cedarburg, and Lake Geneva. Have you been to all those places?
I have, and I think they're all lovely. Everyone is friendly in all of those cities, and darn it, I'd have to say they're cozy, too. Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you have that much winter, you better be a cozy town.
Oh, my gosh, especially Bayfield.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lake Geneva has built part of its winter tourism on the ice castles. But I don't think that's going so well this year, at least at this point. So we'll see what happens. But Cedarburg is a walkable burg, and it's just a wonderful place. And again, cozy and friendly. How about that?
Yeah, no, you can't go wrong with that. So you've been all over the state. What is your favorite big town, Terry? And what is your favorite small town?
Oh, wow. You know, I did not go to college in La Crosse. My husband did, but I really enjoy La Crosse. And I don't know if you would count that as a bigger town, but I just think it's gorgeous. I love the way the city is laid out. It's very walkable, which obviously is something I really enjoy.
Get the river right there.
I guess I'm going to go with that for right now. Now, that could change in weeks. Who knows if we go visit and I have a bad experience.
You get mugged in La Crosse.
Oh, no. I've never had a bad time in La Crosse, so maybe that's what's helping.
Oh, I hope you didn't just jinx it. That would be
I know that'd be bad. Small town. Okay, so you will laugh. I grew up outside of Green Bay in this little town called Leapolis. It's not Appleton. It's not Minneapolis. It's Leapolis. It's right between Green Bay and Wausau off of Highway 29. And for years, it was only known because there was a bar there called the Old Ranch House, where the people were very much like you, Pete. Great sense of humor, comedy. They would do sing-alongs, dance-alongs. Bus tours would stop there. And this is the town where I grew up. There was not a school there. There were four bars, three churches, and that was it.
Four bars.
We did have a post office.
Oh, my gosh.
So one of those wonderful small towns, but the minute you were maybe a stranger and walked in a bar during, you know, any kind of party, we always had a big 4th of July celebration where the town went from unincorporated to like 20,000 people.
Yeah, that's fun.
And you were greeted no matter where you went. Everybody would be sure to, you know, make you feel very welcome there and ask you to come back. You know,
that's
don't be
so
a stranger.
Cool. I don't know if you remember, I don't know if you're a Simpsons fan, but when you said churches and bars, I loved in the Simpsons movie when they thought the world was ending and all the people from the church run to the bar to get drunk and all the people from the bar run to the church to be saved.
Wait, wasn't that real? Or isn't that real?
Because the world's ending?
No, just in general.
I think it is real. I think that's why it resonated with me.
Probably. Yeah, me too. I like that. I've seen it happen. Not the end of the world, obviously, but the people leaving and going to the other spot that you're talking about.
You go and you commit your sins in one place, and then you go and you confess them in another, and I'm not going to say
what you do where.
So I'm talking to Terry Barr. She's the co-host of Max Inc. You want to tell us a little bit about Max Inc.?
Sure. I know you're going to be talking to Rocker in just a little bit. He is a hoot. We have a lot of fun working together. And I think, you know, the biggest thing for us is being able to bring live music into the studio. We give some of our featured artists an hour to play their music, to talk about their music, why it matters, you know, what their goals are. And you really get to know these people. And in the end, you really want to support them and see them do well.
So is it hard to get people to come in? Is it hard to set up? I mean, I've had live performers in here, but it's typically just like a guitar. You guys kind of go all out, don't you? You haven't been.
We can now with the bigger studio. The tough thing that we run into, Rocker can tell you, we're booked full ahead with our lives, which is amazing because it's a Saturday night when we're live and you would think many people probably have gigs.
Yeah.
And that has been a problem in the past, but now we're trying to get on their radar months ahead of time to include us in their, you know, if you're touring or you have shows, add us into your scheduling and, you know, we'll promote you and you promote us and it's all a big win.
Yeah. So I know you're a music lover. We had you on a couple weeks ago to discuss Kiss's last concert. Have they scheduled another last concert tour yet? Or
oh, you're going to laugh. Okay, well, Paul Stanley, my favorite, the lead singer, and you and I have that wonderful chat about him.
Yeah.
He has another band, and there is word he never got to get out because of everything that was going on in 2020. He never got to get out and support that band and the new album he had put out with them, Soul Station. Mm. Very bluesy, very jazzy.
Really?
Covers and some originals, but it's fabulous. And it saves his voice. You know, he's not like trying to scream all the time.
That's so cool. But, wow, that's a departure, huh?
Yeah, it's wonderful. We bought the CD right away, and it is just terrific. It's fun to listen to. And we just heard now Gene Simmons, the other original Kiss member in the current, or at least the lineup that just ended, he's going on tour as a solo act next year.
Okay. Now, what do you think about that? Because he's such an icon and they're such a big personalities.
Yes.
I'm not saying he can't pull it off, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, he's done it before and we actually know the band, some of the guys in the band that played with him. Now we're hearing that he's not going to be playing with this same group of guys because they've already moved on since, you know, Kiss got back together and was doing this end of the road. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating because as big as Gene is, he on stage doesn't want to be the main singer all the time. So he'll still hire somebody that can sing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And for people that don't know, Gene is the one with the tongue.
The tongue. You know, just, he's the crazy one with the makeup. Yeah, just to narrow it down. Like,
yeah, that guy. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, everyone knows the tongue. Exactly. I remember that from when I was a kid. So you've seen tons of concerts, Terry. What's your favorite venue in Wisconsin, and what's your favorite venue anywhere to see music?
Oh, wow. Okay, so my favorite venue in Wisconsin right now is the one up by you, Epic.
Yeah, okay.
And I know that's it's a newer venue, but we've been really lucky. We've seen Cheap Trick there and the Ace Frehley band there.
Oh, nice.
It's a smaller venue. They redid a retail store. It was an old Gordman's, and it's in Ashwaubenon, but I love that they weren't like, oh, you know, this was a new department store, and now they had to leave and bankrupt, whatever. They didn't tear the building down. They figured out how to reuse it, and they've done a brilliant job. It's small, not so small that you can't find your own space to stand or to sit, but small enough that you feel like you can get up in front of the stage and like really check out the band.
Nice. So kind of like intimate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. But I will say I did love Gordman's. I'm kind of sad. Well,
you know what? I did too. And when I heard we were going to an old Gordman's to see a concert, I was like, this is weird, but I'm up for it. And I was pleasantly surprised. The sound is incredible there. Whoever is behind this, I have to say they're doing a terrific job.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, no more. Hey, Terry, can you hang around just for a minute? We just got to do some quick business. I want to ask you some holiday questions if you're okay with that.
Oh, boy. Sure.
My guest is Terry Barr, co-host of Max Inc. and Civic Media, personality extraordinary. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight, and you are listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Till I meet the doll, Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, they're probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't. Welcome back to Nightlight. 2 days away from the happiest day of the year. No, that's not right. 4 days away from the happiest day of the year. 5 days away from the most depressing day of the year. I'm Pete Schwabe. Our question of the night is, what is a gift you would immediately re-gift? I'm going to read some texts here. We got some good ones in just a couple minutes. Right now, I am talking with Terry Barr. She is one of the hosts of Max Inc., and she does a lot of stuff for Civic Media. And you do some really cool tributes, Terry. Like, I used to hear them a lot when I did the news. You did one about hamburgers and Seymour. What's one of your favorite facts about Wisconsin or one of these kind of cool tributes you've done?
You know, my favorite is probably the one I did about cheese curds back during June Dairy Month. Because I interviewed somebody from the Wisconsin Cheese Council, and they were able to explain, and I'd never heard this before, even though I'm from Wisconsin, I'd never heard why cheese curds squeak. And she could explain the whole squeak thing.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah.
Why do they squeak?
Yeah. There's some weird ingredient. It's scientific more than anything. So that's why I'm probably not going to be very helpful.
Do you have a slide rule and a pie graph we could look at? Yeah, that would be.
Right. I know. I probably could get one of those from them. And then I'd be like, oh, look at this. Yeah, she was terrific. And it's about whatever ingredient related to science is in there and the way the bubbles are in the cheese curds. And when you chew and it hits the enamel on your teeth. That's what I
really
remember.
Interesting. Are you a fan of the Curder Burger?
I had one. It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected. How about you?
It looks overwhelming and unsettling and just something I don't think I need to do. I like the other items on their menu. I don't think I could do that, though. But
Yeah.
So, okay. So Christmas is right around the corner. What's Terry, what's Terry Barr watching? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I have only, now how sad is this? I've only in the last couple of years watched the actual It's a Wonderful Life, the black and white one from years and years ago. And I finally realized I probably should watch this since I've heard people talk about it and I'd like to form my own opinion.
Oh, wait, that was your first time?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Okay. Isn't that sad?
But happy that you finally saw it. Did you like it?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. And now every year since then, you know, and when I was a kid, I mean, it was tradition. We'd watch Frosty and Rudolph and all of the ones that they continue to show today. But I feel like, I probably watched those for like 15 years. I'm good on those for a while.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
Do you have a favorite?
I do. It would probably be that one. But I also like, you know, the tip, like Christmas Vacation. And
Of course.
I love it. I had a guest on, I can't remember if it was last night or two nights ago, Tyler McIntyre. He has a movie out that's like a slasher type film called It's a Wonderful Knife. There's sort of a parallel thing there with It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm anxious to see that as well. do you have eggnog, Terry? Delicious or disgusting?
I don't think I've got there. I've tried it several times. I know it's a big tradition for many people, but if I'm given the choice, would you like a brandy slush or the eggnog? You know which one I'm taking.
Oh, man.
It's not the eggnog.
No, I'm with you. And somebody said that the other night about a brandy slush, and it made me think of going to my cousins in Sussex in the summer, and it was so hot, and they had this drink, and I was like 12 years old. And I'm like, I cannot wait till I am old enough to suck that drink down so fast. It looks so great.
My grandma would sneak it to us during the Christmas holiday. All the kids. She'd be, you know, very coy about it, though. Here, you can have a little snook of this, but don't tell your parents.
Trying to get you to
and
go to bed.
All the cousins are, we're all like running around like crazy going, we just drank.
Until you pass out a few minutes later, All right, couple more here. Christmas tree, real or fake?
Wow. Oh, no. Yeah, it's become a fake now. We have two fake, at least.
Do we? Okay. I have two fake as well. And I think most of the answers, I've been asking this question for 2 weeks, and most people want and believe in real trees. But at the end of the day, they're just not practical. Like, I love a real tree, too, but it's like, it's too much hassle. So I do fake. So anyway. All right, one more. What is a gift you would immediately re-gift?
Okay, I was listening to you earlier, so I had a minute to think about this.
Okay.
And I know what it is because it was re-gifted to me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a toilet paper roll holder. Who knows when this is from, the 60s or the 70s? It's one of those weird ivory with gold colored, but it has a radio with it, only AM.
Only? Oh, wow. So, oh my gosh. So did you re-gift it then? Did you pass it along?
I have not. I'm waiting for the right person to re-gift it to. And I know you were saying, what did you get that you would re-gift immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been sitting on this one to find the right person. I love it, but I don't have anywhere to put it. And somebody's going to get it. Somebody will.
Well, I got two words for you. Pete Schwabba. because I firmly believe it's the second thought that counts. So,
oh my gosh, you are so
that's
funny.
Awesome. Terry, thank you so much for hanging out tonight. It's just always so much fun to talk to you, and you're so interesting
you
and
too,
have such
Pete.
Cool stories.
Thank you.
So let's do it again sometime. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All
Happy
right.
Happy holidays, you guys.
You too. Thank you. Happy holidays from Terry Barr. She's great. And always so much fun to talk to you. Coming up in just a couple minutes. You know what? Conrad, I think our next guest is the first one word name guest that will be on Nightlight.
I think that's true.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I can't pull that off. I always like the one word name people. I can't do it. But Rocker is his name, and his name is totally appropriate for him because he's all about music, and he also hosts Max Inc. So we'll talk to him in a couple of minutes. I want to read these texts. Where did they go? Conrad, I'm lost. Here we go. Okay. So this is from The 920. I moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the early 90s for a few years. I am from Portland, Oregon, and have lived out east. I have lived in multiple cities throughout my life, but no city ever felt as friendly or as welcoming as Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I 100% believe MKE deserves to be on that list. That's a great text. We'll read some more after the break, and we will welcome Rocker on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.